And now, from Star Worldwide Networks, it's time for Don Cromwell Live, an insightful, entertaining look into all aspects of the music industry. You'll never hear music the same way again. Now here's your host, producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist, Don Cromwell.
Oh yeah, here he is. Shining colors and everything. Welcome everybody to Don Cromwell Live. So happy to have you here. Maybe COVID is keeping people indoors and bigger live audience than normal, but whether you're listening right now or on the podcast at some later date, I'm thrilled to have you, and I really appreciate it. Those who know me know it's been a rocky few months and have been in and out of the show, but I said, you know, I had a pretty good offer to have some friends, a dinner with some friends tonight over in Santa Monica, and I said, I need to finish up 2020 with a radio show. It's cathartic. I need to do it. So again, I'm thrilled and happy, honored that you're tuning in. It's been quite a year, needless to say. 2020 started off like most others. A lot of promise, a lot of hope. Guys, bands getting ready to tour, lightening up, and we all know what happened. COVID comes along and shuts everything down. So many of my friends and my cronies, my peers in the music business, saw my good buddy Dave Amato today from REO Speedwagon. He said, yeah, they're talking maybe May. Bernie Boyle, who road manages Lionel Richie, we don't know. Saw Russell Hitchcock Christmas night from Air Supply. Love him. I know they're not listening because they're at dinner. I would have been there, guys. And he says, DC, we don't know. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. COVID has affected everybody, not just musicians, obviously. So those who are affected in any negative way, I just feel for you. There's just, I don't know, hopefully the vaccine, and I saw something weird about the vaccine today. We're just hoping and praying for normalcy, that somehow we get this thing turned around so people can start living again, not shut down. We just got shut down another 3 weeks here in LA County. It's just nuts that you can't go out, go meet friends at a restaurant, have a drink, have dinner. But listen, it's real, and I know for a fact that you gotta be careful, you gotta wear a mask. So the answer is somewhere in between, but I'm not here on a COVID rant. I just wanted to say we all know how that has affected everybody in some way in 2020. A couple things before I get going. Don Wells, Marianne of Gilligan's Island, passed away today, ironically, from COVID. She was a young woman in her early 80s, I believe. And, you know, all guys, my vintage and anywhere close, it was always, who'd you like, Ginger or Marianne? And I've always said, I married a Marianne. Marianne was a cute little brunette, and I married a beautiful brunette, Cindy, who we all know. I'm going to do my best to get through. But Marianne, God love you. She was awesome. Actually, I had met a friend whose wife knew Marianne very well, Don Wells, and I was so excited to maybe get her on the show, and then COVID hit. But again, RIP Don Wells. Also from the Bob Seger band, Alto Reed, the sax player. My good friend Paul Kingery out of Detroit, singer, bass player with Three Dog Night, alerted me to that fact. Alto Reed, I remember Bob Seger, the Silver Bullet Band. Just an amazing, amazing group. Bob Seger gave him a big, big shout out, as he should. Those guys, man, they could rock. Alto Reed passed away as well. You know, and life goes on, as I'm trying to tell myself. It does. You know, the sadness is overwhelming, but life does go on. Again, I like to give a shout out to all my music buddies who are stuck at home and not out on tour, not in the studio recording, making records, but playing for their fans everywhere throughout the world. All the people I mentioned earlier, but just music is such a huge part of life. Live music, part of life. You know, it's just, Jana, if you're listening, Rod Stewart Band, they're always working. Rod still loves to play. And that's what musicians do. They want to perform. They want to travel. They want to, that's their life. It's not just their livelihood. It's their life. So to all my musician friends, hang tough. We'll get a We'll get it going, I'm sure. So musically, I thought I would start off tonight with a song that is really about that. All of us go through something. None of us, you know, are unscathed and unaffected by some sort of bummer, tragedy, sadness. Can be overwhelming at times, for sure. This is a song that started out a few years back when I was working with Jane Anderson on her record. I had the title in my head, and this is the final product. It's a song about getting back to good again.
Put on my wedding band with my marriage built on paper, not the dream I planned. It's so hard to face old friends and smile through unshed tears. There was Tammy Johnson with a picture of her kids. She asked about my husband and if we ever did have children of our own. Happened to all those years. Then I saw Billy Tyler looking pretty sad. He told me about his life and all the problems that he had. His wife left last year. His son got hooked on drugs. A daughter he never sees. And I know
that sunshine. That's Joy Burnworth Joy Burnworth. She's got a new name because she married recently, and I don't know that name, but I know her as Joy Burnworth singing Back to Good Again. And it's so true, huh? We just have to choose the sunshine, not the rain. All right, we've got a phone call, and I'm not quite sure who it is, but bring him on, Rockin' Robin, him or her. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, very well. Who's there?
Oh, hey, DC, this is Con from Oregon. We used to be in the Bay Area. We actually met several times back in the day. The last time I saw you, you and Cindy were backstage at Universal Studios in L.A., and we were all partying with the band, and we were talking about the Bay Area, and, you know, and I've followed you ever since then, you know, when you were with Eddie, and I just wanted to tell you, man, hey, we're going to make 2021 much better than 2020 will ever be.
Awesome, Con. What a great message to start off. So where are you now? Where do you live now?
Yes, sir. I moved, my wife and I moved up to Oregon, right outside of the suburbs of Portland.
Sure.
And we came here on a whim to start a whole new life.
Well, it's a beautiful area. And Con, when you say we were at Universal Studios, was that with an Air Supply concert?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. You were actually, had known Frank and Sally Bell.
Oh, sure. Frank and Sally. How can I forget them? Wonderful, wonderful people. Yeah. Huge Air Supply fan.
Yeah, Russell and Graham. In fact, Graham's doing a podcast in a couple hours himself from his place in Utah. And I still talk to Simon quite a bit and several other the fans. And, you know, I just want to tell you, DC, we're going to make it happen. And you know what? We love you, man. And we're just happy that you're still around because we need to have you around.
Well, thank you so much, Con. Well. I really appreciate that so much. I mean, I just saw Russell Christmas night. And, you know, we say that those years, I mean, you know, they're still out there under normal circumstances, out there touring and making music around the world. But Russell and just that whole group of people, my time, 83 through 87, was just magical. We had so many great times. Graham really was so responsible for me being in that band. And Russell and I used to hang out all the time on our nights off. I was reminding him that, you know, some of the other guys in the band who I love them all, God rest his soul, Frank Esther Smith. That Russell and I used to love going out to a nice dinner, and the other guys used to just like to save their per diems and eat off the bus. But just special times, Con, and I do remember you now, and I appreciate it so much you calling in, and I love your message even more. 2021's got to turn the corner. A brighter day for all of us lies ahead, my friend.
Absolutely. And here's to you and all the other people in the world. We're going to make it happen. And pretty soon, we're going to be burning those masks and saying, get back to love instead of hate.
All right. Hey, Con, I love it, man. Thank you so much, buddy. And keep going. Stay a music fan. And I appreciate your words more than you know.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome. It's my pleasure, DC. Thank you, Robin. Have a safe new year, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. You take care, Con.
You too, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sir, when somebody calls me sir, I like it. Con, I do remember you now for sure. And my dear friends, Al and Lori D. Jesus, are you there? Oh, yeah, you're there.
Johnny.
Hey. All right, everybody. I want to introduce these two. Al and Lori, most people know by now, I live in Westlake Village, beautiful town. And Al and Lori, I met through mutual friends. They lived here and they've moved work-related, but also to be closer to the ocean for surfer. Two of my favorite people on this earth, Al and Lori DeJesus. Welcome.
Hey, Donnie. Hey man. Donnie, just wanted to say that we, you know, both Lori and I have had the privilege of the opportunity of being in studio, you know, watching a show. I
yes,
remember
you have.
It was Eddie Money who was featured that night.
That's right.
And obviously, there is a very important person that's missing, that's not there with you tonight. And
yeah.
We are all, of course, thinking of her.
Yep.
But we're happy to hear your voice. We're happy to see that you're still at it. You know, us mortals benefit from people like you that have this musical talent.
Yeah.
And we just like to encourage you to keep rocking, man, and we'll be listening.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And Lori, how can I forget your call in when Russell Hitchcock from Air Supply was on the show for the first time? And we took a call, and I didn't even know it was you. And you asked Russell what he listens to when he's getting romantic. And I thought, what a great question from a lady. It was a sexy question. It was a great question. And it turned out to be you. Like I say, I do, and I look forward to seeing you guys. Sunday is on. If as long as it's tennis, I'm not ready for the tennis part yet. But if you want to come hang, we'll talk about that after the show. But thank you, Al.
It's on.
Awesome. And Al is alluding to my wife Cindy, who anybody who knows me knows that she passed away on November 21st, and it's sad. And I'm trying to maintain myself. So take over, Al.
Yeah.
One of you guys take over. Oh, it's a tough one, man. It's a tough one. I went back and forth on whether to do this show tonight, but
Something that beautiful, that precious, is hard to lose, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you guys were such good friends and are still such good friends. I consider you like family, and I will look forward to seeing you. Keep listening. I love you both dearly, and thanks for calling in.
All right, man. Rock on.
Okay, yeah. Go catch a wave, Al. You still got time. Just don't hurt anything. Oh, Al and Lori, you're phenomenal. Thank you guys so much. And you know, life does go on, and it was a brutal blow, but it happened, and I was lucky to be with Cindy 42 years. So I'm going to play this song. Russell Hitchcock's solo CD, Take Time. This is called Beside Myself.
There is no place left to hide. There is no
there is not enough joy in the- I'll tell you what, I've been in the music business a long time, and I had such a great time making that record. That was Russell Hitchcock of Air Supply, of course, off his solo record, Take Time, which I was honored to produce and co-write. That song there I wrote with Rick Barron. I've talked about Rick many times on this show. He's been a guest, extremely talented singer, songwriter. He brought that idea beside myself. We finished it together. And that was the second song of two songs I used in the video at Cindy's Service. And people asked me how I picked the two songs for the video. The first song was Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. And I'm just having a song ready in case I start to stumble again. The first song was Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. Everybody goes, why'd you pick that? I hadn't known Cindy very long, and we were in our little rental house, me and Maitland, the guitarist in our band. We had a little rental property we rented $350 a month, in Buena Park, and Cindy was in the living room. She says, can you teach me how to play Wonderful Tonight? It's one of my favorite songs. And she played guitar pretty darn well, and I taught her that song. So that was an obvious first choice for the video prior to the service, which is all up on YouTube, by the way. Welcome to the world we live in. The service was live streamed due to COVID. But the second song was a bit trickier. I went back and forth. I said, well, it's got to be something original. It's got to be something from the heart. And that was it. It was Beside Myself. I mean, what an appropriate lyric. And it just fits with the video picture montage so well that I'm going to have my guru, Rachel, and her wonderful son, Jacob, put the video together just for that one song, maybe a few new pictures. But Beside Myself, Russell Hitchcock. That, again, is off his solo album called Take Time, which we did originally started in the mid to later 90s. His record label said, no, Russell can't do a solo record, so we shelved it and brought it back out about 8 years ago. But it's on CD, baby. Or if you know me, just call me. I got one in my back pocket. As Eddie used to say, I got two tickets in my pocket right here. All right? Eddie Money, I still miss him too. Believe me, the money man still on my mind a lot. His record's out there, Brand New Day. You know, again, it's been a crazy kind of year, but life happens, man. What do they say? Life happens while you're busy making plans. But Beside Myself, one of my favorite vocals of all time, pop vocal. Thank you, Russell. Right now, you're probably just ordering your first glass of white wine, and I won't say where you are because it's not supposed to be open. All right. So, again, regular listeners of the show know that I've done a lot of crossover country pop tracks, country rock, with my good buddy Larry Bagby. Speaking of Eddie Money, I've played this song before on the show, but it's another one of my faves, and that's what the show's about, leading into a new year. Cindy and I used to walk for coffee every morning, about 3 mile round trip to take your pick, Starbucks or coffee, being there really close to each other. But pretty much we'd get up early in the morning and it got us going, exercise, cup of coffee. She'd only drink half a cup. I'd drink the whole cup and then hers at breakfast, whatever she had left. But it was a particularly wild sky. I can't say it any better. I looked at the sky and I thought, man, that's a wild sky. And I thought, and I hadn't talked to Eddie, and I knew he was sick, really sick, but I didn't really know his condition. And I thought, I wonder if the Restless Angels, for some reason, came to mind. This is Restless Angels.
There's a wild sky this morning, with the rainbow that cuts through like a knife. I say a prayer for my friend and wonder how he's doing, knowing line dancing, having fun on a night just like any other night. When a crazed young man took fate in his hands, stealing hopes and dreams. Now 12 good souls have taken flight up to the restless angels who called them home, up to the beautiful unknown. Yeah, yeah. Oh, whatever future holds, none of us have control.
Nelda, and I know you're out there. You told me keep those restless angels at bay. And you are right, baby. I mean, obviously the song takes on extra meaning for me now. The restless angels did call Cindy home. And the money man, we miss him. His beautiful widow, Lori, his daughter, Jessie, and one of his sons, JoJo, were all at the service at St. Jude's a couple weeks ago. I really appreciate that. Joe was actually in second grade when Cindy was kind of just helping. She had retired from American Airlines, and she was helping, not really a substitute teacher, but she was so darn smart that she helped out with the science in second grade and over there. And she called me, and she said, Don, do you want to come show the kids about sound? I said, sure, why not? And I took over a little harmonizer that could make the kids sound like cartoon characters. Boy, you would have thought I was the bee's knees over there. But Lori was so sweet. She said when Joe heard of Cindy's passing, he said Cindy was the nicest lady in Westlake Village. So I think he even said Mrs. Cromwell. But far-reaching, all these things, that's where I'm coming from. But the Restless Angels, none of us know. I always thought I would go before Cindy. I had my two go-arounds with cancer, and for sure thought I would be first. But, you know, none of us have control of when the restless angels call us home. Let's see what I want to do next. Well, number one, what I want to do is thank everybody for the words of wisdom. The love and support from everybody has been nothing short of amazing. I'm going to line up a track in case I can't make it through this.
Hold on.
Nothing short of amazing. Family and friends, it means so much to all of us at a time of need, when you need comfort, and I just don't even know how else to say it, when you need people and you need love. as one of the songs I'll finish up with, just to know you're loved along the way. Cindy was more than loved. Everybody appreciated her, and that's what I'm saying. The love and support was one thing, but the recognition unanimously about who and what she was very touching and helped me immensely get through what's going on. It's, as I tell everybody now, I'm sad beyond words, but I'm not depressed because I was lucky to be with her for 42 years. And I know she's looking down upon not just me, but all of us. God indeed has another angel by his side. Okay, I played this song not that long ago because I wanted Cindy to hear it, which she did. But people ask me, did we ever argue or did she ever get mad at me? especially her brother asked me, one of her brothers asked me that. And I said, yeah, when I bought another instrument I didn't need and when I had a little too much to drink. But I can't really remember. I'm just looking at Robin's. Okay, thanks, Robin. I appreciate it, baby. Love you, Rockin' Robin. We'll talk more about her in a minute. This goes back many, many, many years. We were living in a little condo here, and I was on the road a lot. But we had a little tiff in the kitchen. I can't even remember what it was about. Couldn't have been much. And I went for a run down the street, back, and I came back. And I wrote this song. It just came to me so quickly. But I couldn't do it vocal justice. So this is an amazing singer, Robbie Wyckoff. Anybody knows Robbie knows how good he is. Sang with Roger Waters and Pink Floyd and a member of Pablo Cruz. But I did. I wrote this about Cindy. And by the way, I'm so inspired right now by songs. I've got many more coming down the pike. I just didn't have anything brand new, ready, but that'll be another show to come. This is Robbie singing my song to Cindy, I Believe in You.
In a thin line, wondering which way to go. Baby, won't you show me? I'm traveling a long road, and baby, you know just what it takes to hold. Bring to me, I want you for all you mean to me. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the music in my heart. I believe in you, I believe. Time we made a start. You are the fantasy and my reality. Ooh, baby, I love you. Desire, I won't deny to have you by my side. We made
I care. And I'll always be there for you. Yeah, yeah, just for you.
Yeah, what a killer. Thanks, Robbie, for doing such a great job on my song. I mean, really. Robbie Wyckoff, thank you. And I remember Cindy, she was pretty sick when she heard that for the first time. I'm sorry, she heard it before with me singing, but way different with Robbie singing it. So, you know, listen, it happened. She was diagnosed in early June, passed away in November, so it was a quick journey. But we had a chance to talk the talk and, you know, cry the cry and a chance to say goodbye. And don't steal my lyric because that's going to be in my song. it's a tough road to hoe. And I appreciate you all just bearing with me on this one. And I'm going to kind of switch it. I had a different track in mind, but I'm going to play something because it's not just about me and my journey and what we're all going through. But when my dad passed away, very suddenly I just want to have these things ready in case I don't make it through. My dad passed away, a massive heart attack, just boom, gone like that. And it was okay because he was suffering from cancer as well. I remember being in the living room, looking at my mom, and she was so sad. Kind of like I am now. She was just sad. And I thought, Mom, only time will heal a broken heart. And it stuck in my mind, as any songwriter knows, any creative person knows. You hear a line, you know, we've probably all said that to ourselves at one point or another. But I wrote this song with my good buddy. I'll get him on the show one of these times, John Hansen. The lyric, we kind of strayed off the subject matter a little bit. This was more really about love and losing love, but the thought is the same. And again, I originally thought of this song about my mother looking at her across on the couch, just sad beyond belief. And hopefully it's true for me.
Hanging out by the telephone, I see it in your eyes. The only love you've ever known never said goodbye. Never said goodbye. So you're walking down on lonely street, an empty wishing well calls to you, so you make believe that you can break the spell. I know you feel your world's been torn apart. Oh yeah. Only time will heal a broken heart. So dry the tears, no fall from grace. It's just the way things are. The words of love are hard to place upon a falling star. Upon a falling star. I know you feel your world's been torn apart. Oh yeah.
Right, that's what I'm hoping. Time will heal, and I know it will. It's just a void. Again, I'm not the first guy to suffer loss. I won't be the last guy, lady. We've all had things happen. People that we love, people that we know. And, of course, I'm at the age where we're losing people left and right. But, boy, when you lose your right-hand mate, soulmate, it's a tough one. But I'm not here to belabor that point, celebrate, appreciate what I had, and again, who and what Cindy was. So we're winding down. What do I want to play next? I think I want to play this one. 1 second. You know, it's just still hard to believe, to be honest with you. It's like Cindy's sister texted me this morning. She said, I still can't believe it really happened. And, you know, she was so seemingly healthy and full of life, but again, it wasn't meant to be. But this is a song, it's even though it's called Rich Man, I'll say that I consider myself a rich man for being with Cindy all these years. You know, we met at a little obscure nightclub in 1978. Probably told the story a little bit. And she was driving back with two friends. I'm going to have this lined up as well, just in case.
Covering myself.
One of her girlfriends liked her guitar player, who I thought might be calling in tonight. We thought we had him on the line, but he called in too early. Maitland Ward, who's been on my show many times. I love him like a brother. And it was his birthday back in 1978, July 13th. And one of Cindy's girlfriends on their way back from Palm Springs, going back to Orange County, said, can we stop and see my friend's band? It's his birthday. And again, you're talking midweek, Rancho Cucamonga. Just who would have thought, right? Fate, and a gift for me, for sure. And I think Cindy felt that way too in the end, or in the beginning. But we were playing. Still remember the song we were playing, What You Gonna Do When She Says Goodbye by Pablo Cruz. And three beautiful girls walked in front of the stage, but one of them caught my eye. And it was Cindy. And as she liked to tell the story, I walked up, pulled up a chair and said, hi, my name is Don. And that wasn't my style. Believe me, it wasn't my style. But she was special. I knew it. And I was indeed a rich man.
Goodbye to an old friend today, way before his time. Couldn't hold back tears as the video played, and his life flashed on by. Never knew all the lives that he touched, or the love he left behind. If you measure a man by the friends that he has, then he did just fine. I'm sure gonna miss him, but I know he's in God's hands. He'll live on through our hearts and memories, and he left a very rich man. Faith and conscience, love to have his fun. Now it's his turn to walk through those white pearly gates. His work here is done. Boy, he was a dreamer. What big dreams he had. But he always put his family first. Being a dad, it's so hard to not feel sadness, so easy to understand. He's taken flight on angel's wings, and he left a very rich man.
That's the great Brent Mason out of Nashville playing guitar. My good buddy Larry Bagby singing that. Larry'd be on the show for sure tonight, but he's up in Bryan Head, Utah doing his show. And again, inspired by different people, different situations, but the message for me is still the same. Just appreciating life, appreciating love, the people that we love, and how short of a time we have here to do the best we can. I plan on living my life the best I can for however long the good Lord gives me. And again, without getting too heavy, I'm going to finish up with a couple songs that are really special to me. One of which I'm going to line up here. I'm old school here. I'm on a CD player. You know, everybody else got the computer thing. Boom, boom, boom. But I'm not a DJ. I'm just a guy putting my vibes out there. So back in 1991, Memorial Day weekend, Cindy was still flying. She was a 30-plus year flight attendant for American Airlines. Wonderful job for her. She loved it. She got so many awards and accolades, letters. I'd see them all the time. I flew with her once as a passenger when she was working to Hawaii, and just amazing to see her work. She was just a type A person. But she came back, or I'm sorry, she was flying a trip Memorial Day weekend, 91. And she said, DC, you need to go see your parents. And I said, what? Up in the Bay Area, I'm living in LA. She said, go see your parents. You haven't seen them in a while. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I might get a call to do a session or something. You know, that's how it was back in those days, waiting for the phone to ring for business to happen. And she was right. She said, get up to the Bay Area. So I did. I flew up there, and my mom, dad, and I, Gene and Paul Cromwell, God rest their beautiful souls, we went to an A's game and then got in the old orange, Big O they called it, an orange Suburban that my dad had bought from PG&E with orange and with the white top, but all original. It was, we drove up to the cabin. We still have that cabin. Cindy and I bought the family out of it because I couldn't let it go when my mom passed away about 10 years ago. Hopefully I can get up there soon. But anyway, we drove up there and we had a great time. My dad, unfortunately, I inherited it too. Never saw a for sale sign he didn't like. So I just, we just had a great time. Just the three of us. We'd never hung out, just the three of us. And we drove back to the Bay Area, which is about 2.5 hour drive, and I was getting ready to head to the airport. And my dad says to me, out of the blue, turns around and says, Don, actually, I think he said DR, and I may have said this before, DR, Donald Richard. I was named after his two brothers, Uncle Don and Uncle Dick, Donald Richard. He said, DR, someone's got to write a song called Take Time. And I said, I will, Dad. Don't worry about it. No problem. So that was Memorial Day weekend. My dad passed away suddenly from a heart attack July 2nd. So it took me a while, but I did write a song. Let me just respond to this text of Rock and Robin. Rock and Robin, if you can hear me, we'll bring him on right after this song. I have many versions of this. Larry Bagby kicks butt on it. It's the title track of Russell Hitchcock's solo record, Take Time. Again, on CD, baby. But this is the piano, I'm sorry, guitar vocal, a guy named Mike Stanton, great vocalist. My good buddy Jesse Harms, who butt face dialed me today. Had to be a reason, man. Rock and Robin knows it's all about soul stirrings. But this is the Take Time demo dedicated to everybody.
I believe in love. I believe in the power of a memory. I'm wishing he was here, the father and his son. Form a bond that doesn't break too easily. Through all the years, he took the time to laugh and to share with me. Song. He said, take time to see the river run. Take the time to spread your wings. If you follow your heart, you will find a higher love. If you take time, just take time. Thank you. major dressed in blue. So proud to see the flag of liberty blowing in the wind. And love was all he knew. A love for God, his neighbor, and his family. The spirit from within. And everyone he touched will remember him. Each in their own special way. He said, take time to see the river run. Take the time to spread your wings. If you follow your heart, you'll find a higher love. If you take time, just take time. The castle in the sand, washed away by the changing tide, leaves behind a hope that never dies. Reaching down with a helping hand, flying high above the glory skies. Until we meet again. He said, take time to see the river run. Take the time to spread your wings. If you follow your heart, you'll find a higher love. If you take time, just take time. He said, take time to see the river run. Take the time to spread your wings.
If you follow. Oh yeah, again, the motivation is different, but the message the same. Take time. Life is short. Cindy's got that next to her side of the bed, to be honest with you. I left that up there. Life is short, and there's a whole thing that goes with it. She had a favorite saying, there are no meaningless moments in life, and it's so true. She had many, many things, and her love and devotion for me was unlimited and just unconditional, and I'll always love her and appreciate for that. We got one last phone call we're going to squeeze in before my last tune. I'll always squeeze in the captain. Commander Jack, you there?
Yeah, hey, DC, how are you? I just I wanted to call in and offer my condolences. But I wanted to reach out to you because it's been a tough year for both of us.
Yeah, I know you lost your beautiful girl, too. It's tough, Jack. Yeah. I know, man. I don't even know what to say. I'm still in shock, to be honest with you, 5 weeks later. You know, like I said, only time will heal a broken heart, man. How are you doing?
Grieving.
Yeah, you're grieving.
Yeah, she took her life, but I know that she's in a better place.
Right.
And I wasn't going to call because I knew this was going to happen because I thought I'd call you afterwards. But that was a beautiful song you just played. And
thanks.
But I want to offer my condolences to you.
Well, and me to you.
I know how much that to you.
Well, Commander, you know we share a special relationship, and I know how stuff like this hits us. No matter how a loved one passes, it's tough. And I told Rock and Robin, my beautiful producer, I said, I went back and forth on whether to do a show tonight because I knew I was going to have my moments. But that's what it's about, Jack. It's real and it happened. And she's up there being your angel now. Cindy's being my angel now. And again, all of us suffer loss at some point. We're going to lose people. We lose parents. We lose siblings. We lose loved ones. I appreciate and commend the commander for calling and being strong. And you and I can talk off air sometime, but it's a blow. Even though we knew the end result, we knew what was going to happen for some time, but it doesn't make it any easier, Jack.
No, and it's been 8 months for me, and I cry every day.
Yep, so do I.
You know, it's like you said, I just can't believe that she's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I think you said that earlier in the show. But I did want to say, I posted something on my Facebook that says, it's amazing the number of great people in my life that I wouldn't have ever met if it wasn't for music.
Yep. Yes,
and you are true. One of those great people to me.
Thank you. Thank you. And for those who don't know, Commander Jack was served in the Navy many years. We thank him for his service. But I met Commander Jack when we went and did a concert for the troops on an aircraft carrier. Me, Eddie Money, Tommy Gervin, Alan White, who Commander was a huge Yes fan. And
yeah.
You were amazing. But Commander took care of us, organized everything, and we flew out to the USS Carl Vinson and performed for 5,200 troops out there. The money man, I'll never forget it. He goes, hey, are you guys stuck out here or what? And yes, they were. And they were plotting for the Persian Gulf. That's a whole show by itself, that wonderful trip to the Carl Vinson. But Commander, I love you, brother. We share a common thing now, but even prior to that, we shared a common love of music, of people, a love for our country. And again, God love you for your service and your devotion to our country and to your lady. And believe me, the grieving, who knows when it stops, but 8 months is still very fresh.
Yeah, thanks, DC. And I keep you in my prayers every day. It's still raw for you, I'm sure. And
it's very raw, yeah. But
we both know it. Cindy and Diane are in a better place.
They are, and life goes on. And do her proud, Jack, and continue to live life and be the best person you can be. That's all I can say. I'm no counselor, but that's what I'm trying to do. Okay,
that's what he wants to do, DC.
Okay, Jack. Right. You take care, brother.
Love you.
Okay, I love you too, and you'll be fine. You'll get there. And again, to everybody, this wasn't just about mourning Cindy and loved ones that we've lost. It's about the end of a crazy year. 2020 will go down like no other I've been a part of in my 68 years, and it's just been wild. And to those who are really struggling, perhaps, I read a big article in the LA Times today about musicians struggling with mental illness. Our good guest, who's been on a couple times, Ward, great musician, great talent, who's talked about mental illness amongst musicians. It's real out there. I mean, you know, people are cooped up. They can't do what they're used to doing. They want to be free. They want to live life. That's what it's about. It's short enough, and to get this time stolen from us. But it's real. You know, again, I don't want to repeat myself. I don't try not to repeat myself. I just appreciate you bearing with me. This was a tough one, but for some reason, I just felt impelled to do it. Not for me, not for Cindy, not for anybody in particular, but for all of us. And for that, I'm going to finish with a song that I wrote 30 years ago, maybe. It still holds true. I've played it before many times on this show, but really, for me, sums it up. It's a crazy kind of life.
Curious hearts on a restless night, opening doors to our fears. Secrets to share and a lonely dream. You learn how to smile through the tears. Just look through the eyes of a stranger and follow your heart without anger. And you see, it's just a light. Life, such a mystery, a peaceful wish we strive. Yeah, it's a life, a crazy kind of life. Such a history, power to survive. The bridges we burn and the lessons.
lessons we learn. You don't always seek what you find. If you look through the eyes of a stranger, yeah, look through the eyes of a stranger, and you'll see it's just a life, a crazy kind of life. Such a mystery, a peace for which she strives. Yeah, it's a life, crazy kind of life. Oh, such a history, power to survive. Between the world of two extremes, why give up on simple dreams when it's all you need to know you're loved along the way?
Oh yeah, to love and know you're loved along the way. That's my message. All I can say is life is short. Live it to the fullest. Love your loved ones while they're here. Appreciate them when they're not here. Big thanks to the Star Worldwide Network back in Phoenix. Dave the Mayor Pratt, my favorite producer, rockin' Robin Cote with her beautiful book, Soul Stirrings. It's for real people, trust me. Soul Stirrings by Robin Cote. Respect your police officers. Thank you to our veterans, past, present, and future, the ones who've really kept us safe all this time. John Lennon said it best, all we need is love. That's all we need is love. When you have love, life, friends and family, that's what makes memories. Thank you, Cindy. I love you, baby. Bye. Everybody, 2021, bring it on. See you later.
Thanks for listening to Don Cromwell Live. Producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist, Don Cromwell. Every week, Don Cromwell Live connects the artist with you, the fan. Hear Don Cromwell Live as it happens Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Or on demand, 24-7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. And follow Don at Facebook.com/Don Cromwell. And Twitter at Don Cromwell Live. Don Cromwell Live from StarWorldWideNetworks.com.